got through these 3 days. How'd it go?
I thought it was really good. You know, we had a purpose, and the purpose was to work our older players very, very hard and individual, do a lot of conditioning work, individual work. We got a lot of teaching done from a walkthrough standpoint, and yet our young players got a bunch of reps late in the day. So I think we continue to improve with our young guys. That's our mission right now before we walk out of here next week. And we'll come back next week. We've got a good 4 days, so it's been good.
In that vein, yesterday you said receiver might be the most difficult to pick up because of the language at the line of scrimmage. What have you seen from Cody Latimer, as we know, in last year?
I've been really impressed. I know that it sounded like to me, I shouldn't say, I wasn't here, but it sounded like he struggled a little bit mentally keeping up, and it held him back. Anytime you're doing that, it'll hold you back physically. But I think he's comfortable with what we're doing. The reps are, his reps have been increased, obviously, without Demaryius here. So, I see a fine young player. I liked him coming out. I'm really excited about what he can bring. And I know he's a lot better now than when he started. So, just I'm excited to move forward.
How much progress have you seen from Owen Daniels since you first had him, and now? I guess, how is he different as a player? He's clearly
He's the same player he's always been. He's very bright. He's got great hands. Takes care of himself. He's had a couple of nicks along the way in his career, but other than that, he's just been a consistent player. He's the same. I have to be smart with him. I think I've learned a lot about him the last few years and how to handle him and get the most out of him. So we'll kind of stick to our plan as we go into camp. But I also am very proud of him as a person. As a coach, when you recommend somebody, hey, go get this guy. But I knew what he stood for as a person, how important ball was to him. And he's at a stage in his career where he's looking for the ultimate success. He's had some individual success, and he's looking for the ultimate team success. So it's great to have him here. Well, I think we're going to meet next week, but I think anytime you go into camp, you got to have a game plan for a variety of players for one reason or another. You can't just say everybody's the same. There are guys been doing it for a long time. So, I don't know what grouping of guys that is right now, but he's a guy that's probably going to work 2 out of 3 days when we go to camp. And I know what I'm going to get from him. I know what type of player he is, and I'm going to be smart with him as we get him to September. So I've done that with him a couple times, and we did it with him in Baltimore last year, and he responds. So I'm sure there'll be a few guys we do that with.
Anybody?
I think it's been good, Jeff. I'd love to if he had had the whole full summer, but I think we've been very smart. Greek's been very smart bringing him along. The biggest thing with him is he was so behind on his rehab process, and so we stopped and said, let's get that under control, and then we'll move on with the football. But he's very bright. It's important to him. He's very competitive, and he's going to be a nice fit with those other two. We got about what we thought, and it'll probably be a little bit more. The plan is for him to do some team next week, which he's kind of been doing more 7-on-7 individual. We hope to get him in some team reps next week, and then summer will be real important to him. There's a lot of guys that get to get away, and then there's some guys going to have to stay here and make sure they're 100% ready to go. And he's going to be one of those guys, so it's going to be an important 5 weeks for him.
Anybody that's really jumped out to you that might be making a big push in camp for a bigger role than you were expecting?
I don't know. I think there's a bunch of young players that are going to surprise people. I think that we're going to have some guys step up that maybe people didn't expect. I think there's some guys that have made a lot of progress as players. And who's that going to be? I don't know. We know we're going to be young up front. But I think we got some guys that have gained a lot of confidence through the course of this month.
I know it's probably more evaluating when you get to training camp. But can you look at players now and say they've stepped up and you've seen young guys step up? Possibly catch your eye a little more?
Well, like I said, it'd be hard for me to just pinpoint a player or two. I just think as a whole, the young players on this team have improved, and that's something we've been working toward, and I think we're going to see some of those guys step up and be a big part of this football team. It's interesting. I was sitting in my office this morning watching some preseason football from last year. I was watching the Broncos, and I went back to watch some of the stuff we did in Baltimore, and it's funny how things worked out. I see guys playing in the fourth quarter last year for me that ended up being really good players for us in Baltimore that you wouldn't have thought were going to be out there at that time. So you never know in this league. You got to get everybody ready to play, but I think we'll have some young guys step up.
Do you have a better feel for the defensive line, kind of where you are as you're kind of young there?
Yeah, I do. We had a little concern about – the nose position, how we're going to go about it. But I think Walker's made a lot of progress. I think Sly has had a really good offseason. Marvin's been nicked a little bit and has missed some time. So there's been a little concern how we're going to do that. But the good news is that Wade has played with the big nose. He's played with the small guys. He's played with all of them. But I like the way Bill works and they've responded to Bill, and I think they've done a good job. Well, I mean, it was a need. I mean, we were, from a center standpoint, last year was a Montgomery, I'm right, who was here, and he was a free agent. And then you got, Paradis, who's a young player. And we looked in the draft, and it became a concern, which direction are we heading here? And really, I just mentioned to John, I said, there's a guy, y'all go look at him. But I had him in Baltimore, and he had started the year before, and I think he's a good player. And take a look. So just fortunate to know him a little bit, and Rick liked him. I liked the way he moved. So if anything, he's made us real competitive at that position. I mean, if somebody like Matt's going to step up, he's going to have to beat out a really good player. So we'll be a better team in the long haul because of those two guys going at it.